Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1456, recorded Wednesday, February 19th, 2014. Be my Acoustibud. This episode is brought to you by Scotty Vest, technology-enabled clothing to carry all your gadgets. Visit scottyvest.com/twit now through February 24th to save 40% off 14 of their bestsellers. That's scottyvest.com/twit and use the code TWIT13 at checkout. And by lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit lynda.com/gizwiz. That's lynda.com/gizwiz. And by audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/gizwiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
It's time for the Giz Whiz this week. More gadgets, more me, more Dick DiBartolo. Wah!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm fine. You know, did you tape over the theme, your name, or do you do that live every week?
I do that live every week.
Wow, you're amazing.
One day we will just record it, but until that time, you know, I feel like the spontaneity really adds something to the show, you know?
Yes, we will welcome anything. You know, we have a new camera angle even here.
We do. I'm a walking person.
Yes, and a guy setting his car up to knock down the first pedestrian that actually follows the arrow. He's
ready.
Sort of parking right in the crosswalk, it looks like.
Kind of does look like he's right in
doesn't
the crosswalk.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, all right, come on. Come on, cross there. Anyway.
Technically a space, but yeah.
we have a good shot at it.
Yeah.
Anything? Things well out there? Everything good?
Things are going great over here at Twit. I mean, weather's been pretty fantastic, I have to say. What's been going on new over here at Twit? I guess the latest news would be NSFW is moving. We have another. We're the last funny show on the network, Dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, that was good. It took us a long time. We've only been doing it together for like 4 weeks, and we've got rid of everybody.
Exactly. We are now a monopoly for the comedy shows.
Great.
On the network.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, it only took us 4 years to convince them that to get off the network, and gosh, it's been a long time coming. I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, you know, you give little hints, and then you stop paying them, and suddenly
You don't make eye contact when they come
into
the studio.
You don't make eye contact. And when you do the show, they look up, and they see none of the cameras are on. And then they begin to think, wait a minute, something's going on here.
Yeah. There's little passive-aggressive notes left in their chairs, like, hey, it'd be great. You made sure to lock up next time you leave. So I love watching people parallel park live on the show.
No, this is good. This is good. Get ready to run out in case they come in and look in the window.
Oh, perfect. You're perfect. You did a great job. Perfect. Okay. Well, this week we have, of course, three gadgets from you, a gadget from me, from actually someone who's had a few gadgets on the network before, and it's shaping up to be an absolutely fantastic show. So I guess let's start it off with the first gadget.
Okay, well, the gadgets this week and next week, they're going to be two different theme shows.
Ooh.
This week's, it's Gadgets from Toy Fair, which is running right now. Toy Fair is for a trade show only. It's funny. Kids are not allowed in Toy Fair.
Get out of here. Grown-ups only with good credentials.
Grown-ups only, and at Toy Fair, I found this is kind of fun. I saw them quickly at CES. I didn't have time to take a good look at them, and I said to the guys, "Are you guys going to be at Toy Fair?" And they said, "Yes." So I did get a much better demo. So let's take a look at the Wowie MIP, M-I-P, the Wowie MIP.
Dick DiBartolo, Man's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here at TWiT. We're at Wowie, and Wowie always has really neat stuff. We're here to meet MIP. And what is MIP? What does MIP stand for?
Mobile Inverted Pendulum. Motion Inverted Pendulum.
Oh, motion, okay. And this is a MIP.
And
Michael is going to show us a little demo. What can MIP do?
What can't MIP do is the better question.
Well, then show us some of the stuff he can do.
So meet MIP. Right now he's in MIP
mode. Actually, this is pretty neat.
So what's cool about MIP mode is that I control him through gesture. So he'll react to the swipe of my hand.
Oh.
Get him forward. Now to change the game mode on MIP, it's super simple. All I need to do is spin the wheel. The color on his chest will correspond to whatever mode he's in. So right now I'm in a stacking mode. So I have about 30 seconds to get as much on his little tray as I can before the timer runs out. And he spins it all off. So flip this little tray on, put him down. And just to give you an idea of how capable MIP is at balancing, can actually carry up to 1.5 times his own body weight.
Oh, whoa!
Wow.
So anything from a can of Coke to a water to another MIP.
That is
and obviously not a perfect geometric shape.
These are so well balanced. And what other games are in there?
So here, I'll flip through.
There's only two wheels on that, right?
Right now, I'll put him into
Yes, it's like a Segway with a body on top.
So I'll have him come right to the camera over there. So I'll tell him forward, right, forward. Then I'll clap my hands.
And now he's going to do that?
Here we go. Forward, right,
wow,
and forward.
That is really neat. How many gestures can he remember?
Up to 100 different commands. So if I want to send him to the end of the room all the way to the Skylander booth, I can do that.
Unbelievable. And then when you program again, he'll forget the set
Correct.
That he just learned.
Correct.
And MIP is how much and when is he available?
So MIP's going to be $99.99 and he'll be available exclusively at Best Buy between the month of May for about 3 months. And then you'll see him at every major retailer.
And how do you charge MIP, and how long will he run for?
So right now, MIP runs on 4 AAA batteries. You get about 4 to 6 hours of continuous play, depending on what battery you have in MIP. We're also selling recharger packs, which will give you about the same in charging through the USB key on your computer.
That is really amazing. And they come in white and black.
Come in white and black.
Earlier, we were watching. Do they have a mic in there so that they can dance to music?
Correct. There's a speaker in the back, and, you know, they come preloaded with 2 songs. On top of that, we have an app developed around it, supported by Bluetooth and iOS.
And you can control them through a smartphone.
Control them through your smartphone. You can go into your iTunes music library, pick from any song in the library.
And he'll dance to it.
He'll dance to anything on your iTunes.
That is really great. MIP from Wowie. Now, if I could get him, if we could mount a camera on MIP, he could walk around Toy Fair with us. This is really great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you,
okay, bye.
Very cool, the MIP.
Isn't that neat? So, May, but for 3 months exclusively at Best Buy, $99.99. You can pre-order it on the MIP website, but you probably don't want to because it's $119.99 at the Wowie MIP website. So, and he changed. I had written down it's called Mobile Inverted Pendulum, And he said something else.
So, yeah, motion
I think he said motion inverted pendulum.
It was funny. I was just thinking, like, I didn't catch that or whatever he said.
Yes, exactly.
That
exactly.
What can't MIP do?
No, I know. I feel like saying, well, just show me one thing. Could you do that?
Can I make me a sandwich? Actually, how about that?
Yes, exactly. there are six modes, and it is cleverly worked out. The wheel is the selection knob. So you turn the wheel, and his chest turns a different color, and each of the six colors is another thing he can do. He can do tracking, he can dance, he can go roaming, he can do tricks. There's a thing called cage where you use your hands to try and block him, and he tries to escape. So, and I love the fact that it's just the two wheels. And when he put
no buttons,
and somebody else asked about it, and he put a full can of Coke. And MIP ran around the table with it, balancing it. Really, it's very clever, very cleverly worked out. MIP from Wowie.
Very, very neat. And by the way, if you were wondering what that very loud bang was in the middle of...
What was that? Was that a whip passing out or something?
Right. That was... we had a few engineers here just fall flat. No, the sign, the Gizwiz sign fell. I had to retape up the bad boys, so...
Yeah, you're at the Brick House, aren't you?
I am. I'm here over here at the Brick House.
Okay. No, you threw me off when you said we had some engineers. I was thinking.
Oh, right. We call our interns. We kind of gussy up for titles because they're getting a little bit tired of the coffee bringers.
Intern engineers, they're called.
They just play engineers on Twit TV.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Exactly. Intern engineers.
Intern engineers.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Just they say it fast and they think, hey, I must be an engineer.
Yeah. It looks like on the app, you can even drive them around like a little remote control.
Yes. Well, once you get the phone app, you can actually draw a little pattern on your screen like that guy's doing. And then the MIP will know what that route is and do it on the table.
That's a cool little. I like that. I really love this new sort of adding apps to hardware. Because before it was like you had to make a controller and you could only fit so many buttons on it to sell, you know, at Toys R Us or whatever. And now you just add an app in and it's all software based. You could add all sorts of stuff to the software.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And keep changing. You know, when people after 6 months, people go, oh, I'm so tired of what MIP can do. And they go, well, really? It can now do 89 new things.
Right. Exactly. We updated the app.
You
weren't even
in there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So very, very, very neat. And I'm amazed at the technology that it can keep itself upright with just those two wheels.
That is great. That
very,
is
very, very
great.
Cool. Well, awesome.
Let's see. You may know that I'm a big, well, you may not know. I'm a big fan of LEDs. Mm-hmm. Anything that lights up and has LEDs in it, I'm there. So the second thing I found at Toy Fair was a new zipline kit. Now, zipline kits have been around a while. It's a fun way to use your backyard by putting a steel cable between trees and go sliding down it on a little trolley. But at Toy Fair, they introduced Knight Rider's Nighttime Zipline Kit. So I have a little video from the company, like a minute plus, and it just shows you the daytime version, and then we'll go into the nighttime version. So here are some zipline kits from Slacker.
You enjoy your zipline, right? Here's stock footage of children.
I would have.
Enjoying.
Do you have one of the? Do you have a backyard?
I used to. We never had a little seat.
Well, the seats are kind of new.
Yeah.
We're all about fun and getting kids and families outdoors. Here is one
they
of
They used
our
to just hang on it, right?
Right.
Slackers. It's both backyard zipline kits and slackline kits. The zipline kits come with everything you need to set up in your yard within 30 minutes. It comes with the hardware, the cable, the seat, and the trolley. Very simple instructions, and it's very easy to set up. One of our new products is our Zip Line Rider Zip Line Kit.
New.
And a flying saucer seat. It's got over 40 LEDs in the Zip Line Kit.
But
it's
what
100
you couldn't
foot long,
do
but
is
it also
do it at
has
night.
A light in the trolley. It comes with finger lights to put on your fingers and your friend's fingers, along with over 30 LEDs.
And it's a little overkill. They give you lights for your fingers. You sit on lights and you hang from lights.
Whatever backyard dimensions you have.
I don't think there's anything dangerous about this at all.
No, I think this is great.
Zip lining at night?
Now you can zip line at the rave.
Products are not only super fun,
when at night when you can't see. Now you can't see because the LEDs.
Wants to get their kids off the couch from their video games and computers and go outside and have lots of fun and get some exercise. And the slack lines and the zip lines, you'll find them playing in their backyard for hours. Look for our Slackers products in your local neighborhood toy store or your outdoor retailer or online.
There's a bunch of Slackers. I'm just saying.
Exactly. And it's already on Amazon. It came out in January. It came out just a month ago. And only two reviews so far on Amazon, but both of them 5 stars. List price is $199, and Amazon it's $179.99, I think.
Yeah, $195. $0.05 off.
Does it say Prime? I don't even know.
It is Prime. It is Prime eligible.
So you get everything. You get the 100 feet of the cable.
Oh, perfect.
And you get the all important instructions, which is good. And I guess it's safer for kids with the seat thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to just hanging. Yeah. So you put them on the seat, you push them off, and then you go back in the house and hope they know how to stop the trolley at the end.
Yeah. You put some padding, like a mattress around the tree on the other end.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Everything will work out in the end.
Perfect.
And if not, it's
perfect. Perfect.
Builds character. I mean,
yes. No, I even think the woman said there's like a stopping kit you buy.
I've seen they're almost like a little wedge that you put on the top, and once you hit it, it'll kind of use friction to slow down the.
Oh, there you go. So you know you are a slacker.
I am a slacker.
You would know everything about slacking, wouldn't you?
And zip lining. I zip every day. Anyway, that's the Slacker Zipline Kit. That looks really cool, and, no excuses anymore.
No.
Oh, it's nighttime, you can't zipline outside?
Yes, it's a little overkill that they give you LED lights to put on your fingers, but what the heck?
You don't want your fingers...
You don't want your fingers to be in the dark.
No, never. Well, now it is time for me to thank one of our sponsors for this episode, and that is Scotty Vest. Scotty Vest is a clothing creator. Now, they don't just make clothing. They design. They don't just design clothing. It's engineered clothing for the geek like you and me.
I never go to CES without a Scotty Vest.
Scotty Vest is fantastic. In fact, I'm wearing an undershirt. This is going to look a little weird, me taking off my my overshirt, my collared shirt. But underneath, I have a Scotty Vest, and it has... Scotty Vest is known for the extra pockets and extra places, and so I got a pocket up here. I have a pocket around this side, and I have pants. Right now, I'm wearing their pants. These ones will zip off at the leg area.
Oh, those are great.
Shorts.
They become shorts. Yeah,
yep.
That's great.
One of my favorite things is this. There's a side pocket right here, which seems to be perfectly engineered to hold my phone with a zipper right on top. So even if I need to go, I don't know, run a marathon or something, I have a perfect pocket for my phone to keep it right there, and it feels super secure just because it's so nicely sort of sewn in. Now,
what Chad doesn't know is that Scott sent me a polo made out of the new bamboo fabric.
You got the bamboo polo?
The bamboo polo.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And what's nice about the bamboo polo is there's a hidden pocket next to the buttons at the top where I actually carried my phone today, and it does not, there's no bulge or anything. The great thing about their pockets are they use something called weight management. Mm-hmm. So that even though the phone is in there, it doesn't pull the polo to the side like, hey, what do you got, a phone in your pocket?
You have the weirdest little, like, tumor over it. That doesn't happen with Scotty Vest.
Exactly. So, I I've been wearing Scotty clothing for a long time, but this is new for me. The Scotty bamboo polo.
Yeah, and it's not just vests. Obviously, we've been showing off shirts and pants, all sorts of different clothing. They even have jackets. They have really cool fleeces. And on top of that, we have an awesome offer for you. Because this is their 13th anniversary of making awesome gear, and that's actually over, because of all the pockets, that's over 10 million pockets sold and counting over those 13 years. We have discounts, 40% off 14 of their best-selling items to celebrate their 13th anniversary. That's a lot of different numbers. 40% off 14 of their best-selling offers over 13 years of making really great pockets. And this is perfect, especially sometimes I need to hold. You remember the anchor battery? I got to keep my anchor battery in a pocket somewhere. They even have, you know, little nicely sewed around holes, but the holes are to run wires around. You know, it's like a personal, they call it their personal area network. To keep all your wires, you know, hooked together with a, like elastic band. So especially if you're going to go work out, you can have all your wires sort of running nice and they're not bouncing around and getting tangled. So anyway, go check out scottyvest.com/twit. There you can find a very large list of the 14 best-selling items that are on a discount. So go check that out and make sure you use promo code TWIT13 at checkout. That's TWIT13 for Scotty Vest's 13th anniversary. But you only have until 9 p.m. Mountain Time on February 24th to take advantage of this incredible sale. So make sure you head over there before February 24th. And if you're watching and listening after that date, like you've missed the sale, just go ahead and use the code anyway. Scott Jordan, the creator of Scotty Vest, said he loves to put up other deals just for the Twit Army. And they featured a whole bunch of other different items for sale on like daily 20% off things like that as well. So that's scottevest.com with an E, not a Y, scottevest.com/twit. And use offer code TWIT13 at checkout. For that amazing sale. This stuff is great. Seriously, you should go take advantage of this offer and stock up on some Scotty Vest items right now, because fantastic, fun stuff. This is kind of like a gadget all in itself. It's clothing for geeks. It's gadgets for geeks.
Also, it helps when you go through security, because you can put 1,000 things in your jacket, then
you
just
got a water
roll your
bottle
jacket
over here.
Yes, exactly.
You got a phone.
Yeah, some
over
of his
here.
Jackets take a full size iPad.
Absolutely.
And then just take it off, roll it up, put it in the bin, and let it go through the metal detector.
And Scotty Vest even has a pickpocket guarantee. They'll reimburse you up to $1,000 for, so if you're wearing Scotty Vest gear and you're pickpocketed while wearing, you know, make sure you zip up. I've been zipping up, making sure my wallet is zipped up. And they, you know, I have a secret pocket down in here. So there's
not secret anymore.
Not anymore. Everyone's gonna know. But you have, you know, I have four pockets just in areas that other pants have two. This is fantastic. Love Scotty Vest. So let's go ahead and move on to the third gadget.
Now here's a guy that took probably the most basic toy in the world and parlayed it into a very high-tech item. I'm talking about a paper airplane that he made Bluetooth enabled. And to show you how popular paper airplanes were, on Kickstarter he wanted $50,000 and he passed it by $1.2 million. So let's take a look at the Power Up 3.0 Bluetooth controlled paper airplane.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Madestrider, and the Gizwiz, another one-take theater here on Twit. We're at Toy Fair 2014. What's the most basic toy? The paper airplane. Well, I have a gentleman here who took the paper airplane and made it into a Bluetooth smartphone-controlled paper airplane. This is Shai. And Shai, show us this neat invention.
Okay, so here you can see the the smart module, and this is a regular paper airplane, and you just slide it onto it, and it, this converts your standard paper airplane into smartphone control. You just tilt your phone right and left.
I see the rudder moving.
Right, and this is here you increase and decrease the thrust. And it's we're using a smartphone to make a paper airplane fly easily. We're using the computer power here to calculate all the algorithms to make it fly easily. It can fly up to 10 minutes. You have here a micro USB port to charge it.
And how long does it take to charge?
About 15 to 20 minutes. You can see here the green LED, which is actually the Kickstarter Green Edition. We launched this product on Kickstarter almost 3 months ago, and it was very successful.
And the retail price is going to be?
The retail is $49.99.
And coming?
June 2014.
And this little template comes with it, but you can build your own?
Yeah, so we're adding in each box, you can see here, five templates. And it's a standard paper template, but we're giving a special folding instruction, so it'll be really easy to fold. And afterwards, you can just make your own designs. It also comes with spare parts and a cable, etc.
Throw it.
And what I'm going to do is...
he wouldn't because there's so many people around.
This is a Kickstarter project, and they were looking for $50,000. They got 21,412 backers and a total of 1,232,612. So people love technology. They love paper airplanes. What a great idea to just marry the two together and come up with what Shai came up with. So it's poweruptoys.com. Dick DiBartolo, Maz Mattis, try to end the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit.
That is awesome. That scratches a niche from childhood.
It really does.
I had that in elementary school, like in art class. I wasn't a very good art student. I made so many paper airplanes, and to strap a motor onto it and let it fly constantly.
Yes, and tilt your phone and move it back and forth. I asked him what was the distance. He said with the Bluetooth smart, it would be 160 feet. And I said, if the gust of wind takes it out of the range, what happens? He says, as soon as it loses connection to Bluetooth, engine shuts down totally.
Okay.
And then it just becomes a paper airplane.
Right. And then it glides.
Exactly.
How amazing is that we have technology that's so light that you could strap it onto a paper airplane.
It's amazing.
And it
flies. Charge it for 15 minutes, and then you can fly it for 10 minutes.
Very cool.
Pretty clever.
Very, very cool. And it said 3.0. Were there two previous versions?
There is a version without the Bluetooth. I believe there's a version. But when you go to their website, it seems like they didn't make the 2.0, or at least I couldn't find a buy button for that. I think they just decided, let's just go all the way and put in Bluetooth. And I guess when they got all that money, they figured, wow, we can do lots of stuff.
Scrap 2.0, gone to 3.0.
Exactly.
Let's go. Well, that is fantastic. Man, it gets my imagination going on all those little things that I wish that I could have done back in elementary school.
The thing is, you don't have to grow up. I'm still playing with my trains.
Totally. I just want, tank treads on my snowboard and a car that can fit one person, which we actually got the other day. Anyway, robots, those are going to be... I'm just now in my own little world daydreaming about all the things that I want to have happen. Next is My Crap coming up next.
Yes, Chad. I've renamed it Chad's Crap Corner.
Chad's Crap Corner. I will fulfill on that promise for this episode. But first, I have to give a big thanks to Lynda.com. Lynda.com is the place for you to learn something new. There's all sorts of different courses. I was actually just using Lynda.com. They are the place for you to use tutorials, to learn new project management. I was actually just learning. You can check in my courses and you can see the two courses I just did in my history. Google AdWords Essential Training, because I wanted to put up a few ads for a few of my videos. I had nowhere to start. went to lynda.com. It was the first place I head to when I need to learn something new. And then also becoming a triple threat project manager. This isn't, I kind of associated Lynda with products and software. This is business skills. This is a skill for me to learn. Every once in a while I have to manage some people here at Twit. And I felt like I really wasn't brushed up on it. And so I was learning how to be a project manager on lynda.com. Lynda.com is the best place with over 2,000 courses and new courses added daily. Some new courses include building an online community, Pro Tools mixing and mastering, the art of Photoshop composing, Maya tips and tricks. I was just learning, what was it here? I can head on over to my playlists. It was the open source... here's my fundamentals. I have my video editing, Final Cut X. Gosh, it was Blender. Maya and Blender are two different programs that do about the same thing. So I'm glad that I can now learn about Maya. Even things for businesses like Microsoft Excel 2013, macros in depth, so you can get everything to work just for you. And I love the quality of Lynda.com's tutorials because they're in really nice... studios with professionally done videos. I mean, I just quickly look at this, 10-minute management tip. You know that this is above and beyond the crappy stuff you're going to find on YouTube. This is top-notch courses for you to learn, and they're carefully structured with industry experts in their field. I love Lynda.com. So, learn something new in 2014 with Lynda.com. It's only $25 a month for access to the entire Lynda.com course library, or $37.50 a month, and you can subscribe to the premium plan, which includes all the exercise files that lets you follow along with the instructor's projects using the exact same assets. I have the per month, and I'm just keeping it just because the second I need to know something, I can head over to Lynda.com. And with their, you can search through transcripts with that feature. I just want to continue to search and make sure that I can brush up on things maybe in the middle of a course that I haven't even watched yet, because you can search all the transcripts. So you can try Lynda.com right now for free for 7 days. So head on over to lynda.com/gizwiz to access the entire course library. That's over 2,000 courses for free for 7 days. That's lynda.com/gizwiz. And we thank them for their support of the Gizwiz and the Twit Network. Oh, man, I don't know what I would do without them, because they are my first resource when I want to learn something new. So go learn something new with lynda.com. Okay, now it is
time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this man who spent days, full 7 days... We're going to drop over to Chad's Crappy Corner.
Here's my Crappy Corner for the week.
We have to get someone to write a theme.
Minutes,
Chad.
Yeah, we
need
we
a
do.
Theme.
We do.
We need a Chad's Crappy Corner theme.
This actually, am I allowed to open mail that comes to you but to here for the Gizwiz?
Why not?
For sure, right?
Why not?
Actually came in just the other day. This is... from Miss Brooks, or Mr. Brooks. Brooks is the last name. Back in July 2009, you and Leo reviewed our original Acoustibuds on Twit. The Daily Giz was episode 806.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I did answer that. That email was like in the past week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote it back and I said, listen, we'll never do your product in a million years.
Never.
Don't ever expect to hear from us.
I didn't know. I wasn't CC'd on that, so... Oops.
That's okay. So I liked acoustic buds, but obviously, what do they do now?
So these are specifically made for the Apple EarPods. One of the things that I liked is she wrote in the letter is my favorite quote from the broadcast was, if you have ears, you need buds. Acoustibuds. love that. So these are new MAD Acoustibuds in black, which are developed specifically for the Apple EarPods. A lot of people have these Apple EarPods, but the moment you look at Apple EarPods, you know that they are misshapen from most of the other headphones in the headphone category. They have, if you look here, they have the little grills coming out of the side of the ear pod instead of out of the normal front of the ear pod. Now these, I don't know who did this very well. They're made to look like this is a brand new thing, but there's still earwax inside this ear pod. So another benefit to the AcoustiBuds, here, and let me show them to you, because you'll get the idea from the moment that you see them, what they're kind of made for. They're kind of made to, you know, funnel the noise, but also keep a grip in your ear while you're, say, working out or running or need something to sort of give a better grip inside of your ear than, you know, the normal ear pod will. And it's funny, if you go and look at the AcoustiBuds on Amazon or something like that, and I have it on, it looks kind of like it's, like, really harsh, just raw plastic. But that's actually not true. If I pull these guys out, it's very, very soft material. This is really actually really nice and comfortable. It squishes very, very easily and stretches very, very easily. So I'm getting dual purpose. They're, not only are they going to keep the ear pods in my ears, but they're also going to, whoever had that earwax in there before, I can now kind of feel a little bit more sanitized with these AcoustiBuds. So you notice that they're perfectly designed to fit over the ear pod, which is a very different shape than most other ear
yeah, I was just on their website, and it's just, they're specifically for certain model earbuds.
Right, exactly. And specifically Apple EarPods, which now come standard on all phones and new Apple phones and things like that. So I've got them attached, and this is actually going to be the first time I'm using them.
Now, you know, unbeknownst to you, we've come up with a little demo.
Oh.
Hey, Josh, you want to get the sledgehammer? So we're going to hit you in the back of the head.
Oh, and see if they come out.
And see if they come out.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, get the sledgehammer.
All right, let me get it.
Here. Uh-oh.
Very.
Wait, did it? Here, one sec. I can't hear anything right now.
Oh,
one thing that
okay.
It's doing is it's creating a passive. Oh, God. He really has it. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Okay, ready and.
Go! That was great.
I tried.
That was really good. It was really, I'd say 100%.
Boy, a lot of Hollywood stunt training there.
Yeah. Only the highest trained professionals. This creates kind of a nice seal to you know, the ear pods kind of lay. This is creating sort of a passive seal in my ear. And it says bass boosting because of the noise isolation. Sweat resistant fins that won't fall out. I just plugged it into my IFB pack. This is a... an inexpensive way to add.
And how much is inexpensive?
Inexpensive is around $10. Now, you do get You get two buds, AcoustiBuds, in the pack. At least in the pack that I got. I got two of them and two pairs. So four.
Two pair. Oh okay.
Yeah, two
nice.
Pair. Two pair. So I have a whole nother little thing right here
great.
In case if I lose
okay.
them. Or anything like that. This reminds me a lot of the Your Buds. Do you remember the Your Buds?
Yes. But they were like built in, right? They were like $50
or
something.
Yeah. Those are, So this is kind of the everyman's Your Buds. If you already have your Apple earphones. Anyway, now I'm getting my earwax all over these. But that is the AcoustiBuds. These are black, and the black flexible tips for $10. And I would say that I actually really, really, really like them. It's a simple add-on that, works pretty well. So,
great.
Yeah, that is
great.
The AcoustiBuds.
AcoustiBuds.
And thanks for sending those over.
Yeah. EPB, right?
Plug back in. Say again?
EPB tips?
Yeah. I assume that was like a type of plastic.
I have no idea either. Yeah.
Or like, you know, a short code for human friendly.
External pluggable bits.
I didn't research that one, what EPB meant.
That's okay.
You know,
no
we
problem.
Could, it's only a search, a Google search away. Oh, there we go. It's the El Paso pipeline.
Oh, the El Paso pipeline.
Of course.
Earbuds. Yeah.
Exactly. Or okay. Maybe the electronic power board.
That too. You know, all these fit.
Yeah, absolutely. For all your EPB needs, the Acoustibuds.
Acoustibuds.
Exactly. So we have now come to our final and last sponsor for this wonderful edition of the Gizwiz, and that is Audible.com. You know Audible.com. They're the best place for you to find audiobooks for your listening enjoyment. I adore Audible. I could not live without Audible. It's basically the only way that I read books. I'm taking a class right now, and I have to read an actual physical book, and it is such a bummer. And I just wish I would pay double, I would pay triple to have it available on Audible. And it's not just the fact that it's in audio format. Audible is a great service where you get an app, you can listen to it on the desktop with their software. And if you want to download the audiobook again, you can. It syncs your location across devices. This is why Audible.com is truly the absolute best. They're the leading provider of audiobooks with over 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature. You have fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. And we can give you a free book right now if you head on over to audible.com/gizwiz. That's audible.com/gizwiz. A book that I'm listening to right now is Hatching Twitter by Nick Bilton. I am in love with this book. It's the up-and-coming, it's the story on how Twitter became Twitter. And man, is this a story rife with backstabbing and power struggles and friendships and even says in the title, betrayal. I mean, I am amazed at how much of a real true story this piece of history has included with it. Part of me doesn't even want to give away some of the stuff because I feel like it's spoilers. And then you have to remember it's just history. It's already happened. Everyone was there when it happened. So Hatching Twitter is the book that I am currently right now in the middle of. They've just gone through their second CEO. Oh, fantastic. So Hatching Twitter, you can get it for free by heading over to audible.com/gizwiz. Of course, if that is not your fancy, they have over 150,000 other things that you can choose. Most books are one credit. Just go and browse and I just love it. And of course, that book is yours to keep forever. And all the books that you buy at Audible are yours to keep forever. I love looking at my library, watching it fill up as I gain more and more credits. By the way, that code will sign you up for the gold plan, and that's a one credit a month subscription. Please head on over to audible.com/gizwiz for your free book. Okay, now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Now, yeah. Click, click.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Love it.
All right, so I did go to the warehouse, and sitting on a shelf all by itself was this.
Ooh.
Now, you have probably never seen helical scan video recording tape.
No.
Because this is, I'm sure this is older than you are. This is what a roll of it looks like. Sony made it, Scotch made it. This is from Scotch.
What's Scotch tape kind of, brand. I guess Scotch they made all type of tape.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about this is it says what is on this. This is from Mark Goodson, Bill Todman's library when they closed. It says, to tell the truth, Dick DeBartolo as contestant.
Wow.
And then the second show on here is Mad Publisher William M. Gaines as a contestant on to tell the truth. Now, I hope I can find the machine because this goes back about 40 years, about 1970. And my machine was about $1,000. And Josh, can you go to that link there? I think it's video. Oh, it's called Video Rewind. And I can show you, Chad, what one of these machines looked like. They weighed about 50 pounds and they used reel to reel videotape.
Wow. And
yes, exactly.
So this is before VCRs.
This was the first, it's the rewindmuseum.com. This was the first thing that you could buy for the home if you had a lot of money, because the videotapes were about $45 each and it weighed tons.
The pop out television is just killing me.
It
folds back into it.
Yes, in a convenient carry case. I think I remember it was like, I think the specs were 47 pounds or something for you. Yes, it's as easy as getting, you know, as
this looks
as a
like
studio.
Something like a nuclear case that they'll put in the codes with the.
Yes, you would see this in an early James Bond film.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh.
Exactly. So I'm hoping that I can find my machine, because I'd love to see the to tell the truth thing with me as a contestant, because I never remember doing it. But the other thing, neat thing is, and there's a link on my at gizwiz.biz, someone has put on YouTube the to tell the truth spot with William M. Gaines as the contestant. But we're going to show you just a few seconds of it, because during the closing credits, I used to work on To Tell the Truth. During the closing credits, I walk on camera and stand there with Gene Rayburn, and I have no mustache, and I'm wearing a tie and jacket. So, Josh, can you just run that little video?
And while he's looking for it, I'm imagining what type of connection this is down here.
I know. That's my fear, is that if I find my video thing, what am I going to hook it to? Because I didn't have the 2-in-1 model.
Okay. I have the video queued up.
Oh, okay.
So you're ready?
To tell the truth, 1970. And these are the closing credits. And here's the video.
Oh, the lovely Impelka Chevrolet.
That's me all the way on the left of the screen. And they will do a close-up of me in a second. Kitty Carlisle there.
Oh,
that
my
is
gosh!
Me.
Wow!
And I think, Gene, I think someone sent me a translation. I think it says Supreme Match Game Question Writer.
How old were you then?
God, I must have been 22, something like that.
Wow.
And that's Bill Gaines, the guy with all the hair.
Wow. Like, yeah,
copyrighted 1970. Yeah, I know. Dr. Mom is going, Jeff is going, wow.
Wow. I'm going wow, too. I hope that this gets saved onto a tape somewhere. The thing is...
Well, that is. That
now,
is.
Like this episode right now is just going to go up to the cloud. I'm never going to say...
You know, this episode right now, Jamma B is actually... He has a role with this tape.
That's what I want. I want physical.
Jamma B is putting it on for everybody who has the Sony... helical scan video recorder. You'll be getting a copy of that tape.
Wow. That is such a trip. That is an amazing.
Isn't it amazing? And I always loved how from the very beginning, this lightweight, easy to carry.
I know that it's just the portability is what everyone's talking about with the built-in CRT And so you didn't have the pop-out TV. You were saying you just had, if you scroll down.
Yes, they sold it as two separate units.
Right.
And I wanted to put it on a shelf.
Right.
So you have. So there you go. There. What you have on the screen now is what I had.
Right.
All the way on the left. I had the separate. And Chad, no timer, no nothing. I mean, you had to be home.
Speed? Oh, yeah. You had to hit the button.
You had to be home to hit the button to record it.
Wow. Wow.
And I do believe it could do color or black and white back then. Wow. Oh, and look at that handy-dandy camera. Well, that was an option.
That's the very first handy cam, Sony handy
yes.
cam. I love how this is, you know, camcorder is a newer phrase because you didn't always have the camera and the recorder together.
That big monster
that
thing.
That is just the camera, and you need the portable. You need yes. to lug that thing around.
You need the suitcase. You need the entire suitcase.
You need this thing just to record the video.
Right. And then you need that thing and the TV set to play back that video.
Oh, yeah. There's no way to monitor what you're viewing. God.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And you think, and all of this is done a billion times better with the thing that I have in my Scotty Vest pocket.
I was just going to say, yes.
With a phone.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That really is. Such a trip. Yeah, camcorders did not exist back then.
Exactly. We should remind people that we still are looking for other people's Gadget Warehouse videos. So all we're looking for is a 2 to 3 minute video, something old that you have, or a 2 to 3 minute video, your favorite gadget, or something you invented, or I bought a piece of crap. 2 to 3 minutes, you know, just make sure we can see you in it and the gadget, and we can hear you. Post it on YouTube and send the link to gizwiz@twit.tv, and Josh and Chad and Jason and Dickie D will look at it, and hopefully it'll show up here as soon as next week, right here on the GizWiz. And if we show your video, fame and zero fortune come your way, along with a piece of crap and a Mad Magazine autographed and a 30-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo. So gizwiz@twit.tv, My Gadget Warehouse, I Bought a Piece of Crap, My Favorite Gadget Ever, or I Invented This.
Perfect. I guess it is about time for the letter. Love the Gizwiz letter theme.
Yes, and this letter refers back to, as you'll catch on, something that you showed a few weeks ago. Oh. Dick, I know you're a movie buff. I watched you on Turner Classic Movies. Do you remember Crossing Delancey? Peter Reigart plays a pickle maker from the Lower East Side. In one scene, he's been set up to go out with the character played by Amy Irving. She asks him, "Why am I smelling vanilla?" He answers he uses it to get the smell of pickles off his hands. I'm wondering what he would say about pickle-scented soap. Keep up the great work, Ian Winkler.
Did you have the vanilla-scented soap?
Yeah, did you have pickle-scented soap?
Yeah, that was Dill Pickle was one of the...
Dill Pickle, okay.
Yeah. And in fact, so me and Jeff have been talking, and we're going to make... I like the theme idea. It's easy. There's lots of different gadgets that sort of work well together. So we're thinking next month will be the food gadget month. So we're going to have gadgets that incorporate food.
Oh, that's good.
Right, for Chad's Crappy Corner. And and then once a month, because we got so many of the Manhans soap from the Manhans guys,
right,
we're going to do one flavor every month. So at the end of the month, you'll get a new Manhans. So next week, you can look forward to another new scent of soap.
Wow. We've already done pickle.
Beer, and bacon.
Oh, and bacon. So they would not do anything like vanilla, because that's like just,
you know, I don't know. Real. They have interesting things. Like, they do have, I think they have a few fairly good smelling things. And the beer one smelled, like, didn't smell bad. I know there's like summer and smoky woods, things like that. Okay. We'll just have to look forward. We have enough to get us through 2014 with another soap a month through all of 2014.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, good.
And don't forget the WT.
What the heck is it?
HII.
The good old WTHII. This is, head on over to gizwiz.biz and then scroll on down to the What the Heck Is It banner at the and on the first page. And guess, what the heck is that thing? Of course.
Go ahead.
What's the prize again?
Let's see. For the right answer, if you guess what it really is, we give 12 Mad magazines, autographed Mads, of autographed April issue it will be. And then we take all the wrong answers. And we like really stupid wrong answers, right. Funny things. And we pick 24 of those. So every month, depending on the answers, we give away up to 36 autographed Mad magazines.
And I think it's too easy this round. It's obvious what it is. It's a way to suck the noodles out of the bottom of your soup bowl when you've eaten all the broth. Obvious. So
I can't comment, but that's. Wow.
So anyway, there goes 12, 12 real Mad magazines. There's still a lot for the other, for guessing, you know, creative stuff.
Silly things. Exactly.
And that about wraps it up for this episode of the GizWiz. Make sure that you subscribe to catch future episodes by heading on over to GizWiz, to twit.tv/GizWiz. That's twit.tv/GizWiz, not GizWiz, twit.tv/GizWiz. I don't know what URL gizwiztwit.tv is, but maybe we should buy it really quickly because of that that flub. There you have all of the options to subscribe. HD video, SD video, audio only, everything.
Miracle stand video.
Absolutely. We're going to start.
Very few. You know, there were so few requests. I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep making, because John records these in real time. From memory. He has no machine.
No.
He thinks it onto the tape.
He's hand drawing each frame and then
that's
scanning it.
Yeah. That is time consuming.
Yeah. I'm sad there's not like real physical, like something I can hold to say, this is the episode, unless if I like transfer it on a hard drive or something like that. But of course, catch us live every Wednesday. We start around 4:30 to 5, depending on if Chad has meetings ahead and can't get out of them.
Or if there's a puppet show.
If we need to bring out emojis and Doge dogs, you know? I mean, actually, this is just a corgi. I guess the Doge is a corgi. So, you know, it's stuffed animals.
Well, there's one thing about us is that we're, no matter what it is, we're always at a very adult level, everything we do.
Absolutely.
Isn't that right, Dickie? Yes, it is.
Yes, of course it is, Dickie Marcano.
So thanks so much for watching this episode of the GizWiz. See you next time.
Bye. I'll be here.